This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Boring!
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
What a great show. Real people with real problems.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and welcome back to the Ross Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's another Friday right here at Gillette Stadium on October 5th. We've got big news today with Andy Hart, Paul Perillo, and Tom Casale announcing the comeback of number 37.
Thanks, Lori. Well, back at Gillette Stadium for another roster podcast here on Patriots.com. And the big news of the week, Rodney Harrison's four-game league suspension has come to an end. Rodney Harrison is on the practice fields literally as we speak right now. And in all likelihood, the Patriots will make a move prior to Sunday's game against the Browns to add him to the active roster for the game. Rodney spoke a lot this week to the media, was very cordial with the media, took the time to talk with everyone. And to a man, his teammates, the players, clearly still very much in his corner. Tom Brady went so far as to say he represents everything that the Patriots are about. Paul, what does it mean to get Rodney Harrison back at this point on a defense that's played, oh, by the way, pretty well in the first 4 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how much better he can make things just because they've played so well, but to get his energy and enthusiasm on the field, and we talked about this a little bit on PFW in Progress, when you have Rodney Harrison in a situation where he feels like he has something to prove, that's a good situation for that team that he's playing on. And I think they'll be getting him back, and, you know, you just add some depth. You have a three-man rotation with Sanders and Wilson, Harrison, you know, just like they do at cornerback with Gay and Hobbs and Samuel. The secondary is suddenly looking pretty deep, where it's a lot of people thought it was kind of thin. I think Harrison's return is going to be a welcome sight for Patriots fans for sure, but I think it's also going to improve the defense despite how well it's already played.
Tom Casale, how does it play out? Well, does he start? Is he an active force immediately?
I don't know if he'll start the first game. I think he'll start for the Dallas game. But you kind of got that three-man rotation like they have an inside linebacker now, which gives them good depth in the secondary. And I think, you know, the teammates, they respect him. You heard Brady talk about how he looks up to him. And I know he got caught for something, but I just think it is what it is in the NFL. And I don't think the players in the locker room really care,
nor
to be honest
they.
With you. No, and I just don't think
Sammy
it's a
Morris
big deal.
Served a suspension in the past. No one cares anymore about that. He's a Patriot.
Well,
we've heard
things like, can he still be a leader and all this? I don't know. Did you test everybody in the locker room?
Right.
You know what? I think he'll be fine. And I think you'll have that nice three-man rotation there at safety where he can do a lot of different things.
I think in terms of Patriots fans, players, coaches, it's in the past. Now, from opposing fans, maybe even opposing players, he's going to hear about it because that's a black mark on his resume
sure.
for the rest of his life.
Sure, and, you know, that's unfortunate, but that's, you know, it's deserved. I mean, he did something wrong, and that's going to be attached to him. I think on the field, though, you know, you're going to get to see Andy. You brought this up during the week. You're going to get to see him, I think, doing some different things that maybe Sanders doesn't maybe have the experience yet to do, you know, in terms of getting to the line of scrimmage, being that extra guy in the box, blitzing off the edge, making big plays in that department. So I think it's exciting for the Patriots because you get another playmaker on the field. Andy talked a lot about playmakers and guys that make plays. Rodney's, you know, he's both. He can do either one. And, you know, I just think it's an exciting time when you get the more talent that you have available, obviously. And, you know, could be talking about Richard Seymour in another couple of weeks. This defense can get downright scary.
And it's a nice time to get it back. You got this week where big plays in the middle of the field could be an issue with Kellen Winslow. They have Braylon Edwards on the outside. And then moving forward, Tom, as you said, with the Cowboys, you got a guy by the name of T.O. who doesn't mind crossing the middle of the field. We know T.O. and Rodney have a little history there and some different things. Rodney's been very outspoken about T.O. and never wanting him on his team. So
selfish jerk.
Another aspect of this primetime matchup type game that's coming up with two undefeated teams.
A lot of drama for that one.
No question. You got Moss, T.O., now you got Harrison. Randall Gay still around from shutting down T.O. in the Super Bowl, so a lot going on there. We got some other minor moves, I'll say, from the week, early in the week. I'll start with those. Kyle Eckel was added to the active roster for the Bengals game. Corey Mays was waived and then actually acquired, picked up off waivers by the Bengals to join. You know, Patriots fans saw how weak they are at linebacker.
A day late and a dollar short.
No question. And then another move, not so minor maybe not a huge deal either, but sort of middle of the road. David Thomas re-injures the foot, goes on IR. They have to bring back Marcellus Rivers, who was here in the preseason, actually tied for the team lead in the preseason with 9 catches for 100 yards. A guy with 5 years experience, 75 games played. So I don't think there's a huge drop-off there, but you don't get to see the evolution of Dave Thomas in this offense.
Yeah, and that's the unfortunate part, but you said it right with Rivers. You know, he was here, so he knows the system. There's no catch-up involved. I wouldn't expect that to be a problem in 2007, but the unfortunate part is that David Thomas is a guy I think all three of us thought, you know, at least, could be an athletic pass-catching guy in this offense, and it's be another year before we can see that.
He's a guy that I didn't expect him to catch 45, 50 balls, but this year I thought you might see 20. A game or two where he catches four or five balls for 80 yards, maybe gets a touchdown, because at some point during the year, opponents are going to start to shut down the first and second option, and I thought he might be a guy that could sneak in there unnoticed and have a decent game, so it is a little disappointing in that aspect. And then the final issue I think we need to talk about as it's starting to approach, we saw Richard Seymour in the locker room. We saw Troy Brown at the Bengals game on the sideline with his kids and then, you know, waiting for his teammates to celebrate with them in the locker room afterwards. The PUP is coming on us. Right now, while the injury report has a few guys on it, we're not to the point where we thought we would be, where maybe it would play itself out perfectly, where a couple guys would get hurt, a couple guys would come back. How do you see this Troy Brown situation playing out, even Chad Jackson and Richard Seymour? I mean, how does that play out in the coming weeks?
Well, Kelly Washington has missed a couple of games here, the last two. Now, he's been on the injury report, but I don't know if necessarily he's missed those games due to injury or he's simply been inactive. Probably a combination of both. He would seem to be a guy that would be a candidate to go. He certainly doesn't have a role on the offense. We haven't really seen him on the field at all offensively. He does have a role on special teams, but is that a role that can't be filled by a Rashad Baker or, you know, a linebacker?
But you lost Dave Thomas, who had a role on special teams. You start to thin out a little there.
Yeah, but I would think that, you know, like Bill talked about with Thomas, that anything that he did special teams-wise should be able to be filled by a guy like Marcellus Rivers. So I think that's a one-for-one swap. But I just think if you want to make room for Troy Brown and or Chad Jackson down the road, you know, I think Troy obviously would be the more pressing need. Then I think you have a guy in Washington that you could do, or you could stick with six at the receiver spot and find someone else to, you know, to go. I don't know exactly who that candidate would be. But, you know, look, I think that there are ways to do it. I would expect Troy Brown to be activated if that's the question. I would expect when he's eligible, I would expect him to return.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Tom Casale, anything to add on the PUP guys?
No, I would agree. It doesn't seem like Washington is the one with a role.
Right.
I know he plays special teams, but is he one of the best special teams players?
Right.
I agree with Paul. I think you can find someone else on the team to pick up his slack on special teams.
On a team, Mel Mitchell has shown that he's a pretty good contributor.
I mean, that guy's a beast, by the way. Mel Mitchell, the more and more time goes by, first of all, he makes a ton of plays. But second of all, just watch him. He's an imposing figure in that locker room.
Yeah, and hey, they score 45 points a game, so they give a punt return. Who cares?
Oh, Bill boy, Belichick. That humble pie. I bet you Bill will serve that if they
Bill
give
Belichick
up a punt return.
Bill Belichick would absolutely kick the crap out of Tom Casale.
So one last quick note before we go. Justice Hairston, sixth-round pick, who didn't make the team here, injury settlement, now a member of the Indianapolis Colts practice
squad. He
can't
catch and he can't block.
I'm guessing if he put him in the game with the Colts with that offense, he'll have some productive games. Anybody seems to. Just ask Joseph Addai. But the big news here, Rodney Harrison. Back with this team, likely back on the field when he's activated this weekend. And this defense should only be better for having a guy with can make some impact in the passing game, can make
What's
some
up,
impact
Paul Brillo?
Rushing the passer, laying the big hits. And as Paul said, might have a little something to prove at this point. And Rodney Harrison with something to prove is an even more dangerous Rodney Harrison. That's going to do it for another Patriots.com roster report. Back to Lori.
Thanks, guys. Join us again next Friday for a brand new Ross Report podcast, and keep checking Patriots.com for all the latest information. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.